that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, it's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad he did? Oh, yes, I'm so glad he did. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you this morning. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for waking us up and starting us on our way. Starting us on our way, and we just thank him on today that the joy of the Lord is our strength. On today, we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you in this last hour. We thank you, God, for the word of God as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I pray that you would just minister to us in this last hour like never before. God, we see the signs of judgment all around about us. Oh, God, we know that you're soon to come. And you said you're coming back for a ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. Lord, we pray for those that are going through in this last hour with the thoughts of suicide, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are my regulator on today. And we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. We pray on today, God, that you just continue to open our eyes to see things around about us is not like you. Oh, God, touch our hearts today. Oh, God, save, set free, and deliver today, oh, God. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We glorify you. Oh, God, we worship you, oh, God. You're the true and living God, and we thank you for it on today. We pray, God, that you think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay in this last hour. We pray that you'll unstop every deaf ear, uncover every eyes that are closed, oh God, to the word of truth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over your body today, over your mind, over your soul today. We just thank you, God, for keeping us. Oh God, we pray for those that are in bereavement at this time of loss, God. You can heal their broken heart. Oh, God, we pray that they will turn to you and look to you. Oh, God, in this last hour, for you are our only hope. In Jesus' name, we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. As you know, we've been talking about New Age, and we've been talking about how this world has just changed, how America, oh my God, is like Babylon. We have put God out, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We no longer want to obey his laws and his rules any longer. And we open the door to every foul spirit, every demonic spirit, every antichrist spirit, every atheist, every spirit that's not like God is in America. And it's witchcraft. It's witchcraft, y'all. The spirit of witchcraft is a rebellion against God. The Bible says witchcraft is as a form of rebellion. This nation is rebelling against God. Man wants to be God. They want to out him. Get him out. Get him out of everything. Take him out of your home. Take him out of school. Take him out of the court system. Just get rid of God. We just don't want God. We just want to do whatever we want to do ourselves. We don't need you, God. And the Bible says a nation that forgets God. When you put God out and you forget God, that's what you're doing. You're putting him out of your life. You're putting him out of everything. When you forget God, the Bible says a nation, which it means a people, that forgets God shall be cast into hell. Now, as I always tell y'all, hell won't meant for nobody but the angel, third of the angels that fell, and the demons, the devil, which is Lucifer. And people don't recognize that Satan is real. If he's not real, who's stealing, who's killing, and who's destroying people's lives? Who is it? If it's not the devil, he's the only one that came to kill, steal, and destroy. See, God said in John 10:10, look, I come to give you life and that life more abundant. After he tell you what Satan comes to do, which is to kill, steal, and destroy you, destroy your life and destroy your family, destroy those that you love. He said, I come to give you life. In other words, come on, give me a try. You see what the devil doing, killing up families, the love of men are waxing cold, you know, parents against the children, children against the parents. All these doors has been opened to America to destroy America. America was a blessed nation. We honor God, even if you won't say, come on, y'all. We honor God. You know, people went to church. They say, if you didn't go to church yourself, you sent your kid. You honor God. You had a respect for God, the things of God. They would cuss around. You say, oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to do that. You know what I'm saying? We honored God. We had a respect for one another. We had a respect for God. We had a respect for the house of God. Not no more. Everything has been turned upside down, inside out. What is right is now wrong. It's been reversed. You know, I was talking to a young lady yesterday, one of my friends, and she was like, you know, I sure wish I could just turn back the hands of time. You know, basically, she, you know, saying that, you know, this nation now, the things that's happening, you know, we used to, you know, speak to your neighbor and neighbors help you and you help your neighbor. You could ask them for sugar and, you know, and they can ask you for things and you would help them out. And you saw them working on the car and they needed some help, you go and help them and stop. Oh no, this world is totally changed. What was right is now wrong, you know. Our morals, our values, the things that we once stood for, you know, righteousness and godliness now, where we were godly. We are godless. Don't want God. You want to do it yourself. You know, the law of attraction and what the law of attraction is distracting you from God and attaching you to man and to yourself. You know, Oprah and Joel Osteen and a lot of these preachers and life coaches, that's what they're calling themselves now, motivational speakers. They're leading you away from the word of God. He didn't tell us to motivate nobody. He told us to give them the word of God. I mean, people can motivate you. Okay, girl, I want to lose some weight. And come on, I'm going to help you. Come on, I'm going to motivate you. Go ahead. Run. Come on, get on this treadmill. You know, you can lose this weight. You can do it. But no, we don't want to motivate you. And then we don't want you to have the laws of attraction that's taking you away from God and distracting you from God's word and making you think it's all about you. You see, what you can do is get you in trouble. That's what you can do. But God is trying to bring us out of darkness into your marvelous light. See, devil works in darkness. Jesus said, look, I'm the light of the world. But see, this world's getting darker because as you distract and take yourself away from the things of God, from prayer and the commandments and doing things God's way, you are being distracted and it's going a little by little, it's becoming darker and darker and darker. You're getting farther and farther away from the light and going into darkness. Now these things that's working on the darkness is the New Agers. You know, New Age belief and the atheists, all them believers like the Antichrist, things against Christ. All these things the devil is using in this last hour. Witchcraft in America, y'all. It's a spell that's been cast on America. They have opened the door and every foul spirit, every filthy, hateful bird, the word of God says in Revelation 18, has come into America. Do you not know we're not the same? Look around. America's not the same. What was right is wrong. What was good is evil. Do you not see it? Where you love, now you hate. God is love. He loves you. But he hates to sin. And see, when he hates to sin, that means you have to be born again in order to see the light. I heard TDJ said, too much light hurt your eyes. Oh my God. Y'all don't pay attention to what's being said in the atmosphere going inside of your ears and your eyes. The things you see. They're using witchcraft. Certain gestures and certain cold words that they say, you know. Codes in the word. They're distracting you away from God. They're taking your mind away from the things of God. Because, see, that's what the devil wants to do. He the one that steals. He wants to steal your relationship that you once had with God. Or the relationship you was trying to get with God. For those that never had a relationship. That's what God wants to do. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him so he can lead you and guide you into all truth in this last hour. Because there's a lot of lies, a lot of false teaching. And, you know, the devil is a liar. He is the father of lies. He invented lies. That's what the Bible says. He's the father of lies. We need to get back to our Bible. Get back to the word of truth. So that you can see what the enemy is doing to you. He don't love you. As I said, he's real. Satan is as real as God. Heaven versus hell. Two kingdoms. Two rulers over those kingdoms. Kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of Satan. Satan rules his kingdom and God rules his. There's a war for your soul. That's what the enemy is after. Your soul. That's the most valuable thing you have is your soul. See, and Satan knows that. That's why he's giving these young people record deals and stuff. For your soul. For your soul. People exchanging things for their soul. And that's what the enemy wants. Your soul. God wants your soul. He don't want any to perish. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 30 and 19, I'd rather that you choose life. See, Jesus gave, God gave everybody free will and choice. But he said, I'd rather that you choose life over death, y'all. But I know I told y'all that we were gonna talk about this New Ager, Alice Bailey. It's a lot of New Agers. It's been going on for ages. That's why they call New Ages. It's been going on for centuries. This world has been trying to become one world religion, one world government, one world economy. Everything just under one guideline of man being God. Man wants to be God. Man's going to destroy himself. The Bible says it ain't going to be water, it's going to be fire. Oh, yeah. Everything is headed towards the Antichrist. This is a spirit, y'all. Now, I want you to know that all of these work under the Antichrist. New Agers, atheists, they don't believe God. They don't believe God's word. The Bible says in Psalms 14 and 1 and Psalms 43 and 1, it said, look, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's what's corrupting the atheists. They don't believe there's a God. New Agers don't believe that their God be God. The law of attraction, you know, through offering them, you know, in Eckhart Tolle, you know, came on her show talking about a new age, a new earth. All these things working up on the witchcraft, spells to take you away from God, everything to draw you towards the Antichrist that's getting prepared to come on the scene. The word of God said that this man is already on the earth. We just don't know who he is. Have not been revealed yet. But God is uncovering things. Don't you see he's uncovering things? He's uncovering these things that the minister's doing in the house of God. They've been hiding and God just pulling the cover off. He could pull the cover off the ones in the world and in the church. All over. He's cleaning. He's doing a cleaning. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Oh, yeah, the wolves from the lambs. Oh, he's separating things. Now, which side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the Lord's side? Or are you going to be on the devil's side? You can't be on both. You can't walk on both sides of the street at the same time. You got to choose which side you're going to be on. You got to choose who you're going to serve. We all was born in sin. That's why we have to be born again. See, when Adam and Eve didn't obey God's laws and his rules, his commandments that he already set, it separated man from God. When we disobey God, it separates us. Sin separates us from God, y'all. And these spirits today, witchcraft in America, and everything has come in. Oh, my God. Everything has come in. All these pagan gods, and things that Babylonian, you know, was worshiping. They were pagan. You know, they worship idols and moon and the sun and the stars and stargazing and crystals and all these things, astrology and, you know, and just all these things, witchcraft and voodoo and hoodoo and all these things, tarot cards and fortune telling. Come on, y'all, all these doors has been open in America, and these spirits has come in. And when these spirits come in, what it does? It destroys our morals and our values and our principles. When these spirits come in, they saying, God, we don't want you. Prayer goes out, and everything comes in. Evil comes in. Look at our school system. Shooting, mass shootings came in when they took prayer out. When you take God out of things, you open the door for the enemy to come in. Took prayer out of school. Saying, God, we don't want you no longer in our school system. So Satan has come in and destroyed a lot of people's lives, teachers and students, and just killing up. Because we don't want prayer in the school. Oh, yes, I'm talking about unity prayer, because you can always pray. I used to tell my kids, you can pray. You ain't got to open your mouth, just praying inside your spirit. But the devil knows that there is more power in unity. So he wants to take prayer out of the school. We pray, have prayer and devotion in our school system. You know, The kids were wrestling, tussling, you know, fighting, you know, fist fighting stuff, but and get right back to playing and being friends. Not no more. When you say get out, God, we don't want to pray and we don't want prayer in our school. Then the kids are picking up guns and weapons and knives and bats and everything, all types of items to kill, to destroy. Now, we know the first murder in the Bible was Cain and Abel, brothers. Brothers, that was brothers. Cain killed Abel. He hated his brother. The spirit came inside of him. That's where those spirits come inside of us. Those spirits of the devil gets inside of you. Through your eye gates, the movies and the messages that the devil used to lure you in. Kill your mama. Kill, 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 destroy, shoot. The kids begin to listen to the music. And the music start controlling, taking over your mind. Your eye gates, the movies you watch, you know, all these sexual movies and, you know, mass killing in movies. And then you open your doors. The Bible says that the eye gates are the window to your soul. We need to get back to the Bible so we can get our structure built back up biblically. Our morals come back. We begin to care about ourselves and others. Care about how we look and care about what we do and care about what we say and care about everything around about us and not be selfish. Thinking about yourself and pride. You know, just so boastful and brag about yourself and what you got and what you're doing and all these things. These are doors that has been opened to destroy America. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power, y'all. And the church went to sleep. You silence the church. When you stop praying and start doing what the world doing, saying what the world saying, getting involved with the world and what they're doing. The Bible said the love of the Father is not in you. When you're loving the things of this world, wanting to be a part of the world. Oh, there's a mega this and a mega that. Oh, it's a lot of us. The Bible said many on that path of destruction, which is hell. But there's a few on that straight and narrow path. Don't you want to be on the straight and narrow path? Don't you choose life over death? Don't you choose good over evil? Don't you choose righteousness over unrighteousness? Well, I'm going to tell you, these people came, you know, and somehow something happened in their life to make them bitter against God. You hear people talking about church hurt, church hurt, church hurt. And not only just church hurt, people hurt. You know, they get upset when a loved one dies, or they get upset and they start drinking and smoking and trying to, you know, ease the hurt. And the Bible already lets us know that we were born, but we're going to die. Oh, yes, but we get so upset and we get angry with God. Because, see, it was sin that brought in death. When Adam and Eve did not obey God, it brought in death and separated us from God. So you're born in sin. You don't have to teach a baby how to be bad. Born with that sin nature of doing things wrong. That's why you have to be born again. You know, when you be born again, he teach you to do right. We have to teach our kids, our babies, how to do right. But this nation like I say, have forgotten God and forsaken God. More is going out. There used to be a time when, you know, the kids would, you would teach your kids, you know, to pray. Pray. When things rose up now in school, they ain't telling them kids to pray. There ain't nobody talking about no prayer. Just kill. Like I said, bringing in weapons. It's so much we could deal with. And like I said, I'm not no pastor, I'm not no preacher, but I see this stuff that's happening. I've been saved for 48 years. I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot. I see the changes that the Bible warns us that was coming. You know, when you get down to the end time, the love of many was waxed cold. You know, and children be against their parents and parents against your children and your mother against your daughter and daughter against her mother-in-law and daughter-in-laws against one another and just family just being destroyed and taken away because the love of many waxing cold. And the devil, and like I said, he had been using a lot of people for years trying to get bring in this one world order. And all these things we must pay attention to. These spirits of the Antichrist, being against Christ. Now, there was this lady named Alistair Bailey. That's what I was telling y'all the last time from the other blog. Alistair Bailey, Alice Bailey, you know, she had these 10 points to try to help bring in this new world order. I had this article that I had in 2013. Let me read a little bit to you. It says the 10-point plans of Alice Bailey and the new world order for destruction of what? The Christian. That's, see, the devil got to move the Christians out of the way. Got to try to get the Christians out of the way. We was holding up for the devil to destroy stuff right now. The prayers of the righteous. The Bible said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Prayer changes things. Oh, yes. But right here it says, the 10 points plan of Alice Bailey and the New World Order for the destruction of Christian. This was written October 16, 2013. It said, while the church is asleep, the devil is damaging souls with the Babylonian system. And that's what we're seeing today. You know, this nation has become pagan. Where we were in God, we trust, and we had morals and values at one time. The families sit down and pray together and eat together. Ain't nobody doing nothing together now. This, her 10 points is working right now in the earth, right now. Working along with the Antichrist right now. Atheists and, you know, and people that's into astrology and witchcraft and wizards and all these things are under darkness, y'all. She was under darkness. And there's even, if you look up the most wickedest man and the most wickedest woman that ever lived, you will see that there the wickedest man was Aleister Crowley. And that's that do thou own will doctrine that you hear Jay-Z and all these quoting, you know, quoting do thou own will. That's why he mocking God, you know, acting like he's Christ, you know, like, you know, all these doors that have been opened and they are used, the masses is using it. They've been paid to destroy, to take y'all away, to get y'all so into entertainment, you know, Hollywood, and make you have your mind set on being famous and rich, the riches of this world system. They've been paid off to take y'all away. The secular and the Christian, the pastors, been paid to take y'all away. They don't preach the word of God no longer. They motivating you, taking you away from God's word and giving you new thoughts, new thought doctrine. You know, all this stuff is under the witchcraft. It's under witchcraft. to take you away, to rebel against God. Yeah, so these people been paid to take you away, to destroy you. Look at Jim Jones. He was a religious leader. Look at all the masses of people that was killed, lost their lives behind them, behind David Crush down there in Waco, Texas. Look at the masses of people that were destroyed behind religion. As being Christians. See, this stuff been working in the atmosphere for years. And now T.D. Jakes and them is using it. It's the same thing. Motivating you. Taking you away from the word of God. Using the law of attraction. Which Oprah talks about. And, you know, Eckhart Tolle. I tell you, talking about a new earth. Come on, y'all. Switching things up. They say Aquarius. You know, saying that things are being turned upside down. As above, so below. You know, all these things. Now, what the Bible say that, that you reap what you sow. Now they're using karma. Everybody using these terms and not recognizing where it come from. The root of it. Hindu. That's a Hindu belief. These are all doors just being opened under the Antichrist. Hindu belief. All of a sudden, everybody starts saying, you know, karma gonna get you. Oh, karma. Look back 30 and 40 years. They weren't saying that. They were saying what the Bible say, you reap what you sow. You know? All these new terms and evolve and, you know, Jason got you saying evolve and conferences. Y'all need to look this stuff up. Oh, my God. Evolve and evolution. Oh, my God. Now, the Big Bang Theory. You know, come on, y'all. Come on. Taking you away from God's word and just speaking man's word, you know, instead of God's word. It says, this was her strategy, craft by the occultist who died 65 years ago till today, has designed this system that people, to draw people to hell. Y'all need to look this up. To draw people to hell. See, the devil recognized that there's a hell because it says right here she was trying to draw people to hell, trying to get things set up for this new world order. It said this system will be developed to prepare the damage and spread the gospel when we make it be known. This is what it's talking about, making it being known to the world what's going on. See, her strategy and purpose was to change Christian tradition. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to take you away from the word of God, the laws of, you know, the Bible, biblical laws. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. And, you know, and that's what the devil wants to do, to tear down biblical principles and bring in their own. Get rid of the tradition of Christian. Yeah, don't want it. And so she had like 10 points. Look her up, Alistair Baylor. And if you look today, the system is working because the lack of prayer. The lack of prayer in America has opened doors for all these demonic spirits to take over. We're now in darkness. Now, you know, everybody glorifying Lucifer. You got movies, Lucifer movies, you know, and, you know, we worship that man. I would say that, oh, yeah, we serve the devil like it's nothing. Oh, yeah, we worship Satan. They openly says that people weren't doing this years ago. But because America has opened the door and all this witchcraft has come in, these spells have come in, and people no longer living righteous. They living loose lives, just... It's your thing. Do what you want to do. It's the Aleister Crowley doctrine of Jay-Z and them is using it. Do thy own will. People walk around with these shirts. Do thy own will. Do your own thing. Kurt Franklin and them, Jesus freak. And all these doors, they open up in America to take you away from God, to take you away from truth, to lead you astray, to lead you to hell. That's what this occultists say. Even the occultists say hell, y'all. Drawing people to hell. Now, okay, her number one point is, write these down. It said, take God and prayer out of education system. Y'all know it. Y'all know it. Take prayer out of the education system. We look and we see, that's why we got mass shooting, mass killing. That's the same thing Jim Jones did, that mass killing. Taking people's lives. These people are destroying your lives because, see, people start looking to Jim Jones just like they look to T.D. Jakes and Billy Graham and all those, you know. And Billy Graham changed his theology. Before he died, he was saying that there were not many ways to God. I mean, he was saying that there were many ways to God instead of saying that Jesus is the only way. T.D. Jakes does that same thing today, y'all. It's the same manipulation to take you away from God. Jake saying to Oprah, there are many ways to God. That's not what the Bible say. Y'all not paying attention. And then he got this evolving conference, got his daughter running things over man. Her husband was a pastor. And they said, well, God joined together, let no man put asunder. It said, forsaken mother and father. She not forsaken mother and father. She up on her daddy instead of her husband. He was to be the head. Why me see everything turning upside down, inside out? We're no longer doing it God's way. We're doing it our own way. No. Now, okay, let me get back because I get it's so much inside of me that I see and I've seen over the 48 years of being saved and the changes and the manipulation and domination and control of the devil in people's lives. It just disturbs me that the church went to sleep. Even the cultists said it. Said, well, the church was sleeping. The devil came in to damage America. Look, Babylonian system. Every foul spirit. I mean, saints walking around with holes and, I mean, piercings everywhere. Pagan. Piercings everywhere, all over your face and your nose. Got rings everywhere. Pagan. Tattoos all over you. You get one, then you want more, and just cover your whole body. And then want to look like a cat and want to look like animals and all this kind of stuff. And getting tattoos and make you look like a cat and a dog. Come on. These are spirits. These are things you open yourself up to. It's the Babylonian system. It's paganism. It's occultism. All this stuff in America now. Oh, my God. Let me get to these points. I hope I can get through these points today. Taking God and prayer out of the education system. Look around. When you take prayer out, we brought violence in. I mean, the kids, are totally distracted now. Even with these cell phones. I mean, I was listening to a program on yesterday where in Madison, it's Madison High School. You need to look it up. They got over 1,000 students. And the majority of them are failing. 1,000 students. Majority are failing because of what? Those cell phones are a distraction. The teachers had to repeat themselves over and over and over. And they don't get paid enough to keep repeating stuff over to your child that ain't going to listen anyway. And they getting smart with the teachers. They telling them to put the phone away and they talking about my mama calling. And why are you calling your student, your child while they're in school? No, they should do that on their break. Do it on your break. They need to take those phones because it's a distraction from the teachers trying to teach your kids and stuff. And then they talking about, no kids left behind. Oh, they're just pushing them through, don't know nothing. Don't know how to read, don't know how to count, don't know nothing. That is the devil. That is what the devil wanted to do. That's what the enemy wants to do. That's what Alice Baylor wanted to happen to your child. So in the education system, I mean, they sitting there talking on their phone, they on Facebook, they on Instagram, in school, taking their mind away from what they need to learn.
That's why they just push them all through school. They don't care. They ain't gonna waste time with your child. Just push them all through and know nothing. Know nothing. And that's what the enemy want. Oh my God. It says right here, okay, to change the curriculum to ensure that the children are fed from the bondage of Christian culture. Don't want God. That's the goal of the enemy, to take God out of your home, out of everything. Just take him out. And like I said, it's happening today. It's happening today. Like I said, the majority of people getting out of school today don't know nothing. Don't know nothing. Because they're sitting there being distracted by their cell phone all day. The whole while they're in school. And then they get mad with the teacher when the teacher try to take the phone. Then they fighting the teacher, macing the teacher, and you know. Oh my God, you think people gonna put up with that? That's why the teacher's quitting. They don't get paid enough to do that. And then the teacher's getting shot all up because you're not teaching your kids at home. They bringing weapons into school. Just this past week, they had a lockdown at the school because a student brought a pistol to school because of some kind of confrontation they were having with another student and brought the gun into school. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It says, because children go to school to be equipped to face life. That's true. It said, that's why she wants the freedom from the Christian culture. She said, they are willing to trust and they are willing to value what is being given to them. That's what she didn't want. She wanted to be ignorant. Yeah, and she knows that the children are innocent. They soak up everything in their, you know, at the young age. That's why, you know, the kids are so, I mean, even down to the babies. My little grandson is 3 years old. I mean, he can work the cell phone and the iPad and the TV just like he been here, you know. I mean, he can work it better than me. He be teaching me stuff. I'm like, but that's what the devil wants to do. Wanted to take Christianity out of your home, prayer out of your home, so your kids won't have no structure. They won't love one another. They'll destroy one another. And that's what we're doing. A family we're a family in Pennsylvania. Six of them died in a fire. They were shot and then died. I mean, I guess the father, or I don't know who it was because they haven't said who it was yet. So I'm not going to speculate who it is. I don't know. But I know that family is gone. Beautiful family. Look it up in Pennsylvania this week. See, the devil's the one that kills, steals, and destroys. Took that family out. Here it says in that first point, it said, if you take God out of education, they will unconsciously form a resolve that God is not necessary to face life. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He don't want your child to have no foundation so that they won't know what to do in this life. He wants everything to be chaotic, confusion, you know, and delusion. The kids, I mean, oh my God, they're just getting into everything today. All the Christian values that we taught them, they no longer want them. And the Bible said, train them up in the way of the Lord. So when they get old, they shall not depart. The reason why a lot of us here now, because of our godly principles, the morals that our parents taught us that was good. These kids today, because the system wants to take over your child. It said, and they focus so that they will focus on those things that school counts them worthily to pass on. So that, you know, they want to pour into your child, just like the military. When you go in the military, they tear down all your foundation and build them up the way they want them to be built. And that's what the devil want to do. Tear down the foundation and build you up the way that he wants to build you. Mm-hmm. So that the children won't look to God. You know? And we can't afford to live like that. We can't afford to live like that. But today, you know, they say no Bible. Introducing to them transcendence meditation in the school today. So that put your child in an altered state of consciousness to meet what? With demons and guides and spiritual guides and new age. That's what they want. That's why your children walking around, you know, want to be like Harry Potter and, you know, magic and spells and all. Oh, that's in the darkness. It's in the darkness. So when the devil tell you kill yourself, you just going on jump. Just go on jump. Because it's important what you take in. What you soak in. Whatever you soak in is what's going to come out. See, the devil knows if you put prayer in, prayer brings power. He don't want it out. He don't want it in. So he try to put other things in. Things that's not good for you. Things to destroy you. That's the number one point, to alter your state of consciousness. And you hear Oprah and them using all the new ages. Everything against God won't take you away from God. These people are rich, you know. And it says hard for a rich man to make it to heaven. I'm telling you, because see, you think you God. And then if you think you God, then you won't want God. Because you think you got it all. But see, after this, like, It ain't over. It says you're gonna stand before God and you're gonna give an account. Judgment is coming. Now, number two, okay, is reduce parental authority over the children. And that's what they have done. When you tell your child, you know, you used to be a child, you could spank your child, but then you remember when it started coming in that you tell the you would try to chastise your child and they say, I'm gonna call the police on you. You can't touch me. Saying that takes away the authority that God had placed over the parents, over to their, you know, God had placed parents over their children. See, the enemy don't want me to get this out. God has placed you over that child. Parental guidance. Yes. But see, they want to reduce the parental authority over your child. Break the communication between the parents and the child. Why? So that the parents do not pass on the Christian traditions to the children, but liberate the children from the bondage that the parental tradition does. See? That's when that door came open. To separate you from being able to train your child biblical principles. That's what the enemy didn't want and he don't want. And that's what we got now. It says number A into two. This is number two. This is number two. Reduce parental authority over your children. Break the communication between the parents and the child. Why? So that the parents cannot pass on Christian tradition to the child, but let the child be liberated from the bondage. They saying that they're in bondage when we pray and when we teach them God's commandments. They consider that the New Ages and the atheists and all them, they consider that as bondage. But really, they putting you in bondage. They destroying our young people. It said, A, promote excessive child right. Ain't that something? It said in 1997 through 1998, South Africa reduced child rights legalization. Today, a child is able to say to the parents, I do not want to hear that, and I don't want to do that, and what you're telling me, I don't want to do. And it said teachers cannot talk to the children. Children step up and say, I have my rights, and you can't talk to me like that. Ain't that something? That's A. It said promote excessive child rights. So the child becomes rebellion against the, not only at home, but in the school system. Telling the teacher, you can't talk to me that way. You know, and then step up at teacher's face and say, you know, you can't talk to me like that. That's why these spirits have been open to destroy our young people. In the education system, I tell you, that spirit is throughout everywhere. Education, your home, politically, every area. It says here, it said, abolish corporal punishment. See, that's what I'm talking about. Abolish corporal punishment. You can't touch me. That, it said, this has been made law. On the other hand, the Bible says, do not withhold correction from your child, for if you beat him with a rod, he shall not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from what? Hell. That's Proverbs 23:13-14. But they don't want the Bible. Now, this lady had brought this stuff in to help the New World Order. It says no Bible. It says Jesus said in the last days, wickedness will increase. There will be rebellion and children will not obey their parents. It is not a trend. It is organized. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Now, number C says, teachers are agents of implementation. It says from workshops, teachers tell children, your parents have no right to force you to pray or to read your Bible. You are yourself and you have rights of your own. You need to discover yourself, self-expression. Come on, y'all. Self-realization, self-fulfillment, and all these buzzwords. Yeah, you know, I just got through talking to y'all the other day about all these buzzwords that y'all need to pay attention to. It says here, in the West, when the child is 7 years old, the teacher began to say to the child, you have rights to choose whether you want to follow the faith of your parents or not. Parents are not allowed to enforce their faith upon you. The question is, what type of discussion can a 7-year-old make? Yeah, what kind? I mean, a decision. What kind of decision can a 7-year-old child make? You thought about it? What kind of decision can a 7-year-old make? They can't make right decision. I mean, don't you have to train them? Teach them right from wrong? But this is just giving them a license to just, you know, do whatever they want to do. It's like giving them a keys to your car and say, okay, you 7 years old, take the car keys and just go on drive. That's what the devil want. Number three, it said, destroy the Judeo-Christian family structure. Or the traditional Christian family structure. Why? It said it's obsessive that the family is the core of the nation. If you break the family, you break the nation. That's why we got chaos. It said liberate the people from the confines of their structure. See, the devil don't want, he don't want no rules. He don't want no structure. You know, but you got rules everywhere. You got rules in your job, rules everywhere you go. Restaurant got rules. Everybody got rules, but they don't want in God's house. It says, okay, the next one, it said, promote sexual promiscuity. It said, free young people free young people to the concept of premarital sex. Let them have free sex. Let them enjoy sex. in the highest joy of life. Fantasize it. Everybody will feel proud to be seen to be sexually active. Even though it's outside of marriage. It said this is contrary to the word of God, which says, but fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not even be named among you as fitting for saints. For this you know that no fornication, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolatry has an inheritance in the kingdom of God. That's Ephesians 5, 3 and 3 through 5. It says use advertising industry, the media, TV, magazine, film industry to promote sexual enjoyment at the highest pleasure of humanity. It said, have they succeeded? Have they done it? If you want to see whether they have succeeded or not, go to the advertising industry. It does everything to catch your attention, and today almost no adverse comes out without sexual sex. Even when they advertise an ice cream, they use women's thighs and bikinis and, you know, and just all kinds of distractions. They show more thighs and ice cream. Why? Because this is why we must be in the minds of the people, they say. Advertising industry pop out so much money towards the advertisement to the TVs and radio. Number four, if sex is free, then many abortion legals and make it. If sex is free, then make abortion legal and make it easy by building clinics for abortions. And they done that. We see them all in different areas of the city, abortion clinics. They say if people are going to enjoy the sexual relationship, they need to be free of unnecessary fear. In other words, they should be hampered with unwanted pregnancies. I mean, they can just make the decision themselves to just go on to the abortion clinic. You don't got to talk to your parents. You ain't got to get them to sign nothing, no matter how old you are. Ain't that something? I know the devil don't want these outlets in that.
Unmovable, always. I'm staying, yes, I'm staying, staying, and I promise I won't go.